Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Because to be quite honest, bro, you have the most famous dick on the internet. I envy you.
Great. Like literally great job.
I'm not
job.
Kidding. That's amazing.
Like both being born with it and also just putting it to such good use, dude. Like you really, you fucked your way into a good spot, man. On the internet. Great job.
Dude, I was running this morning and I felt like I was going really fast. Wasn't going really fast.
What were you doing? Were you just walking?
I don't know what happened, dude. I looked at my time when I got back and it just wasn't that fast.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a pussy.
I know, dude.
What are you training for, an Ironman? Is that why you were practicing?
Did we start?
No.
Hello? Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
We've made some bad decisions.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Energetically, you're like two turds, the equivalent of two turds right
it
now.
It was MGK's birthday party. Yeah. He's a good friend of mine. He's from Cleveland. He's like a big brother to me. And we went there and we partied with Marilyn Manson, Tommy Lee, OBJ.
Who else? It was one of the most eclectic crowds I've ever seen.
It was incredible. And I'm not going to lie. We're completely brain
defunct.
Dead.
Yeah. Defunct.
It's horrible.
Jake and Logan said the following to me. We were in a group text yesterday and they said, actually, they started talking. They were like, are we going to drink tonight? And Jake said, maybe we'll get a little tipsy.
I can't underestimate how much we underestimated the night.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Just to give you some perspective, bro. There's this girl. You know who you are. I know she watches. She's subscribed. By the way, if you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe. This is the number one podcast in the world. Join the gang skirt, dude. We talk about dope things. And if you listen to us on Spotify and iTunes, we do an extended audio Q&A with the guests only. We got a great guest today. But just to give you an idea of exactly how brain dead we were, bro.
Yeah, what happened?
There was this celebrity girl, beautiful, beautiful young lady. We know each other. We were crossing at the party a couple of times. We always say hi to each other. And at the end of the night, it was in driveway when everyone was leaving.
It's so much better if you say her name. Just say her fucking name.
It was
fucking Madison Beer, bro. I don't want to name drop.
It was Madison Beer. I'm so sorry, Madison.
She's comes a phenomenal up to me, human being.
And I was wearing a red jacket. She comes up to me. She goes, "Oh my God, I have the same jacket at home. People are going to think we're dating."
And it was this.
It's incredible. It's an like alley-oop.
An alley-oop, right?
And they're friends. Like, I don't think it was crazy, like, lovey-dovey. It was just, like, a fun thing to say. But still, okay. He could have probably
okay,
at least.
Okay, here. Perfect pass. What do you do with it?
I said, I would never date you. I'd rather die. What?
Like, at what point in your fucking brain does that make
what
sense?
What the fuck was I thinking?
You swatted a perfect alley-oop.
It's not even true. It's not true. I don't know why I said it.
You literally could have said the following, and it would have been better.
I'm way so better. Sorry. Hey, Madison. And she goes, she's like, what? I go, I'd rather die. Like, I doubled down. I'd rather die. Madison, I'm so sorry. It's not true.
Like, you could have snitched.
Did you text her and just be like, yo, I don't know what the, like.
Should I?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Should.
Yeah.
Madison, of course. I dropped the ball on that one. What are you doing, Dylan? He's pointing. Oh, should come on the show? Should Madison come on the show? Oh, that'd be awesome.
Madison,
be cool.
Beer, come on the show. Wait, she's here.
No, she's not here. She's not a guest. I also told the girl she was nice to meet. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, you're nice to meet. And I met a girl who left me on scene and I called her out.
You were in rare form last night. He was walking around the party, not making sense. Like everything he said was just slightly not correct.
It's like, imagine if each word was missing one syllable or like one letter.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I said, what's good, young lady? You left me on scene. Like, not we're in person. It's not awkward, but also, what the fuck? And she goes, you sent me an emoji.
How did you want me to respond to that?
What the fuck am I supposed to say to that? I don't know if you guys remember. Like, remember I said that's my strategy, just send a dancing emoji?
Yeah.
She goes,
was it the one that you unsent and resent?
No, I did that one time.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And she called me out. This was a new girl.
Okay.
And she goes, what am I supposed to say to that? And I don't know. Then we talked about Invisalign.
Damn, I'm worried for you guys.
We're shutting it down. We're shutting it. That last thing was the last.
You guys need to take care of your health, man.
No, we are.
I'm seriously concerned.
No, I don't know if we do, bro. We had fun last night. We paid you a visit at 4 a.m.
You did. You remember? Oh, wow, yeah.
Poor Andre and Spencer. We partied. We had girls back here.
Did they pay you a visit?
Do you remember what happened?
Yeah. I just was woken up at 4 a.m. sleeping with my girlfriend to a man screaming at my door.
What was he saying?
Like, just screaming. Like, I'm about to come in and kill you, scream.
Who was the man?
I think it was Jake.
It was Jake. Yeah. He had a giant fly swatter.
Yeah, he came in with a fly swatter. So I was like, at that moment where I'm like, I'm about to have to bust out this sleep and go ninja mode. And then as soon as I saw it was Jake, I was like, all right,
your girlfriend Angel was dying laughing, just so you know. That's how we kept going.
I was legit freaked out. I went from freaked out to, yo, it's Tuesday. And then I ended with a
he gave us a pity laugh. Yeah. He was so mad.
It was funny too.
I was kind of mad.
Yeah.
It was funny too, because the reason why they were supposed to get like a little tipsy was they had this like 9 a.m. meeting today, and Logan said he came out in the garage and Jake was just like asleep on the couch with like one arm in the air, and he was like, yo, Jake, we gotta go to this meeting. Jake was not getting up.
Yo, dude, he wasn't conscious.
Not conscious.
I was a shell of Jake Paul.
You got him to the meeting?
Of course I did. I'm the big bro. He goes, should I call my assistant and get someone to get us tomorrow morning? And I was like, Jake, I'm not a human. I will get you to this meeting, you giant baby child. Oh, I can handle this. Hey, anyways, we're kind of waiting for the guest. He's not even here.
You want to talk about something else?
We talked about a lot of things.
We're just riffing, bro.
I like how we're just riffing, dude, because on Impulsive, sometimes you don't get to hear about our lives, but now you're hearing about our lives.
We went to San Francisco.
All three of us, the Impulsive cast.
Yeah. That was a blast.
We met Mike's sister. Yep. She's a gem. Mm-hmm. She's so funny. She's better than you.
I agree.
Hey, why are babies so stupid? Why are babies so stupid? We were in San Francisco, and I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. Like, babies are dumb, dude. Like, there was a baby, and she was like walking around being a baby, and I waved to her. I said, hi, baby.
Dumb.
She didn't wave back.
Nothing back.
No
then
response.
Then I gave her a second chance. I said, hi, baby.
Yeah, they might want to get it checked out.
Didn't even wave back, bro. Like, does she not understand societal construct of salutations? Mm.
The mom took it fine. The mom responded. We waved to her. She waved back. Like, she understood it. No problem. And this was the baby's mom. And so, like, I'm not seeing the disconnect. Like, why was the mom able to understand it?
Do you guys think that maybe it has something to do with that the brain?
I mean,
it takes about 26 years.
You say tomato, I say fucking lemon, dude. I don't know. What are you saying?
If you want to get technical and be an asshole, I can do that.
All right. I'm just saying.
You want to get crazy? We can get crazy.
We can get crazy. Yeah. What are you reading?
What are you reading?
A book, dude.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking idiot.
What's it called?
Should have came and got fucked up with us like a normal person.
Hey, it's National Book Day, all right?
No, that's not.
So I think you guys need to read some books.
No, it's not.
Let me know
what Dylan was saying.
Let me know.
Is it National Book Day?
It is World Book Day.
World Book Day.
That means you have to read a book.
What if you can't read?
Can you let me know when it's National? Can you let me know when it's National Book Burning Day? I'd be much more excited about that.
Yeah. Hey, also, I just want to go back in the babies thing one sec. Because when we walked out of the restaurant,
it waved.
I did. I said goodbye, baby. Yeah. And then now she waved. Like, she has it in her. So maybe she was just being rude. Maybe she was not subscribed maybe she hates me.
Mm.
It's possible. I mean,
I see our guest with a whole posse of
entourage of large security.
1,100 people. No, it's fine. Dude, and it's weird because normally we build some sort of rapport with the guests.
We have none. I've never met the guy.
Absolutely none. And honestly, probably the coolest guest we've
had. Biggest guest we've had.
Yeah, for sure.
Not prepared in any way.
This is going to be
amazing. My notes don't exist.
In what sense do you mean biggest guest?
I don't think you can say that.
You can't say it because
you have to wait. Yeah, you got to wait.
What do you mean biggest? I don't know. Like, he's dope, bro. Like,
well, that's what I'm getting at. I'm just trying to get informed.
You're getting at that could have risked the entire initiative. All right, Spencer. So read your book.
Before you ruin everyone's life, please just ruin your own life.
Okay.
I just don't understand.
I'm a little nervous, man.
I don't know.
We're all these large people.
I don't know. Should we make a cut here or should we just keep going?
I don't know.
Hey, what up, G?
Were you talking to Andre?
Hey, how you doing, bro? Hey, you want to...
Yeah, we can.
I'm not gonna lie, we already kind of started the show, bro. But
you know, fuck this, dude.
Hey, you want to? Want to just dive in, bro? I like that.
Let's go.
I like that energy. Let's go.
Just diving in head first.
Hey, what up, crew?
Not even scared.
Welcome to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world, and that's a fact.
We know that already.
Yo, guys.
Numbers don't lie.
He's a musician. He's a reality TV star. Now business mogul. It's motherfucking Ray J.
Wow.
Wow.
Woo! What up, man? That's good, bro.
Yes, yes, yes.
Damn.
Yes, we are here.
History in the making right now.
Yep. You know what? Historical things happen when positive vibes come together.
I like where your head's at.
Wow.
Hey, we just got a full squad here.
Do you always roll with the Philadelphia Eagles football team when you go places? Like, what the fuck's good, bro?
Half of my team met me here. They're the ones that hooked me up with this opportunity. So,
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, shout out Julian, by the way.
Yep. Yeah.
Shout out Julian.
Yeah.
Yo, I love what's going on right here. Yeah. My man sits down. Yo, why don't you make him face the camera?
You know what I mean? We on the number one show.
That's a big fact.
True.
All right, yo,
true.
You're wearing a hoodie.
Yes.
Raycon.
Yep, Raycon, RayconGlobal.com.
And I'm just reading all this. It just got past $10 million is the number that it just hit? Or
yeah,
sales?
That was a few months ago, so we climbing higher than that now.
Damn,
and, you know, we appreciate everybody going and getting the earbuds. We've been doing most of our success just straight from RayconGlobal.com.
For real?
So now we're starting to expand to, like, you know, a big box retailer soon. We're on Amazon. So, you know, it's growing.
I like how you're smarter, bro. You're playing the game smart.
Yeah, I'm trying to just stay under the radar.
Yeah,
what's good with these things? Why are they better than other headphones?
Well, first off, the fit is way better.
All right.
The fit in your ear is...
Hey, can we keep these?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fire.
Let's go, dude.
Fire.
I love the presents.
You can open them up.
I want both. No.
It's okay. Hey, yo.
I got four years, bro.
I kind of want to keep it structured because we have a producer now, so I kind of am supposed to do that.
Got to.
He's pissed. Bro.
Let's go back to the news.
No, so...
what's going on with
what's
Trump?
What's going on in the news? Right. No, all right. I'll tell you, bro. Your dog got kidnapped.
Yeah,
is that a fact?
It's still lost. We found the surveillance where somebody pulled up, saw the dog, hopped out, ran and caught him, picked him up, and my dog was trying to bite him to get down. He kept him and then hopped in the car and skirted off.
He got dog napped?
Who does that?
That's fucked.
I'll tell you who does that. It was probably the same coyote that killed our dog,
disguised as a
just
human.
Just 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Was it a coyote or a human that took your
it was,
dog?
I think it was both.
Okay.
A mixture. Yeah. That's the same that got ours. Yeah, same right. Shit, dude.
Yeah, they had those are over in Tarzana. But look
it, dude.
This is my dog. His name is Kong. He used to not be a pillow, rather a real Pomeranian.
Mm-hmm.
And now, man. So I'm sorry to hear that. And you still haven't gotten it back yet?
Nah, I'm still looking. $20,000 reward. I'm going to have to raise it up in a minute.
Damn.
What, with Raycon?
Yeah.
You get a license plate in there?
Well, we're trying to, like, it was blurry. So we sent it to somebody to try to see if they could find a plate. But look, even if the person is listening, like, we not tripping. You're not going to get in trouble. I'm going to still give you the bread. Just bring the dog back.
Damn,
you know, it's
bro.
Not, I hope, hopefully they don't feel like if they bring the dog back, they'll get in trouble. So they're just going to keep him. Like, I don't want them to think that. Like, it's all love. Thank you for taking the dog because he could have got eaten by coyotes or been out in the streets. He only 3 pounds.
I wish he would have taken my dog. And they also given him back. So he avoided the whole coyote.
So coyotes got your dog?
Ate him.
Now, on video, it's horrific.
It's on video?
Yeah, because we have surveillance everywhere. And, bro, he just didn't stand a chance. He was barking at them, like taunting them. And then when they actually hopped over the fence, he was probably like, well, I think I've bitten off more than I can chew. That dog looks like he's going to kill me. And he was right.
It was really a quick, passing for him. That's the only good thing. Like, he was like, in shock 1 second. He literally went like this.
Man.
Yeah, like, it was
instantaneous.
Gone. That's because the coyote is just powerful.
That's some of the worst stuff you could ever go through.
I mean, imagine that happens to you and then you turn into a pillow.
People think, right? I mean, you know, people think dogs are just like dogs, but they're like family.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Part of you.
That's the worst part about it. It's like, I actually did. I barely recognized him as like a dog. He was my homie.
Yeah.
Like he had his own agenda. He had meetings in the morning. He would go bark outside, do his thing. And I'd, you know, cheer him on from the sidelines. Do you think it was a targeted kidnapping? Do you think they know it was your dog? Or
I don't think so. Cause I was out of town. So it happened at my mom's. And when he ran out, my dad ran out like literally a minute later. And it happened so fast. And then my dad's outside looking for the dog, and the car like makes a U-turn and drives right by him. So, you know, it's tough. But again, the dude who took the dog, thank you. Now look out for us.
Yo, how do you stay positive? How do you stay so positive?
You know what? I'm a good person, right? And karma's everything. I went through my times of just being a savage and a villain. And, you know, ever since I had a baby and a wife, I just switched it around. And so now, if I could find my Rolex in a New York cab and get that back, or, you know, lose something else crazy and it comes back a couple of weeks later, please, God, bring the dog back.
You lost a Rolex?
Yeah, in a cab.
How?
I left it in the cab.
Why'd you take it off?
I was changing to the Raycon smartwatch I was trying to promote at the time, right? And so I took the rollie off, accidentally left it in the trunk. So my friend, I don't know how he did, found the cab. The cab for somehow delivers the Rolex to my friend. It was weird, but
you got it back.
The Rolex back.
Yo, it's so weird. It's so weird how shit like that happens in New York. Like people sometimes leave. Like there was a story where some dude accidentally left his bag of cash.
Yeah,
literally, like it was hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
like, he had a bag of cash. He left in the back of the cab, and he got the money back.
That's crazy.
Like, Matt, what would you do if you found a bag of cash, Spencer?
I already know what you would do.
Buy books.
I mean, it obviously depends. But if I knew who left the cash in there, I'd take it back.
Nah.
But if you didn't.
Karma comes back around, like you said.
You'd buy a head of lettuce.
I might get some lettuce.
So much superfood, bro.
I might get some lettuce, a loaf of bread. I don't know.
You're going to spend bread to get bread.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Facts.
That works. Bread transition. And then you make another 100 off the 100. And then give it back.
Exactly.
There you go.
Use
double
it as collateral.
Up. Yeah. Double up first, then give the 100. Exactly. He's smart. Yeah, exactly. He's a smart man.
You want to befriend someone who has large lump sums of cash.
Yeah.
So that's the idea.
Why do you think I'm fucking here, bro? Are you serious, dude?
Exactly.
Nah, we've been demonetized, bro.
Yeah.
Please put us back in Google Preferred.
Yeah, so it's saying about the money. Dude,
you said you went through your savage phase. And I feel like I'm in my savage phase right now. Is there hope? Am I going to make it out of this?
Yeah.
Because I slept 2 hours and drank profusely.
We went to MGK's
birthday
party.
I know, that's what I do too still. But my morals is different in the after hours.
Mm.
But no, being a savage is good. You got to get it out your system because you never want to always be the superhero and always peeking on the other side.
Yeah.
So when you're young, get it out your system and then the phase has to go to the next phase in your life. So at some point you got to accept that now you got to go to the next phase.
Did having a kid help you with that?
Yeah. I mean, having a kid helped me just think about life differently and what my purpose is and, you know, how to respect and listen and stuff like that and just watch her grow up and learn how to, like, look and smell. And it's just a whole mood.
How old is she now?
She's only 11 months today.
Does she wave if someone waves at her? Bye-bye. Oh, she can't do it? Okay, so we can clear that
up. She's a very advanced baby.
She's walking a little bit.
Yeah.
She said, I love you at a month and 3 weeks.
What? A month and 3 weeks?
Wow, your baby could probably speak Mandarin.
What?
I'm trying to tell you.
She's going to be dropping bars soon. Bro.
And I show people the video and they go, you know what I mean? She really said it.
Well, she gifted.
Yeah.
Wow.
She said it one time.
She's real life gifted.
Yeah, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like if I had a kid, it would give me a sense of purpose beyond just being like a selfish chotch. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro.
He's going about it the wrong way though. He's like trying to get the kid. Did you start to change before you had the kid, before you had your child or like?
Yeah. Well, first off, I had to practice being faithful for like a year and a half. First.
How'd that go?
Because
I suck at it, bro.
I was turned up, you know what I'm saying? And so I had to practice that and discipline myself with that. Once I got that down, then I said, all right, let me get engaged because now it's official. I'm not going to get married and then go and be living the same life. What's the point?
Wait, how did you do it? How did you, like, just out of curiosity for myself, how did you start to transition towards, like, faithful? Like, what did you do?
Yeah, what
different?
Was it, what
like,
what
did you do differently?
Like? Yeah, this is, like, Chinese to them.
Yeah, well,
you know?
Well no, I'm trying to learn.
He's the most loyal dude ever.
When he's in a relationship, he's better than me, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, actually, when I'm in a relationship, I'm loyal, too, but I can't even get... I just moved to L.A. from New York. I go out, and it's like... it's like an overload, bro. There's just girls everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
Like we went to MGK's birthday party last night in the hills and there's girls everywhere. Like, how do I go to that party? But then be like, yo, I'm going to go home and read books with my one and only.
Yeah. That is what it is.
How do I?
Well, you got to get it out your system first. You got to, it's got to be flushed out. Meaning I was at the point where it was like, it's nothing else. There's nothing else left on that side.
Yeah. Is there an age? Like, there's got to be some sort of cap. Mike's pushing 50. So I
literally, bro. Like, I just signed up for my AARP card. And like, I'm done, bro. And so like, so part of me is like, yo, I'm 34. Why don't I just play this out? Like, just fuck my way into the grave. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not?
Listen, it can happen. And that's the dangerous part about it. So once you reach your peak, you got to know when to switch it up. Yeah. And if you haven't reached the peak, then, you know, you got to get to that point.
What are some telltale signs that you've reached? Like, sex, like, just stops. Like, what?
It's just too much. It's just every night's the same old thing. It starts feeling like Groundhog Day.
For real, bro. I feel like I'm close.
It's like, you know you're going to the party. You know you're going to an event. You know what it's going to be. You know how easy it is to just do what you do. So at some point, you got to go, is there another side of me? Can I really discipline myself to really take it to the next level for me? Mm. You know what I mean? You got to do it for you.
I'm so excited for you to reach that phase. That's going to be big for you.
But right now, if you're not there, fuck it, live. Live.
This is a dilemma in Mike's head right now.
End on that note, because then you just ended on the note that you're like, just live. And now I'm just going to fucking keep living, bro.
But see, it seems like you coming to that point, though, because you question it.
For sure.
Of course.
That's what makes it seem like you almost there. So if you feeling like that, then now you got to start rethinking the next. Yeah.
Did you search in different, locations for a female? Outside of the clubs, when you were like, yo, it's time to settle down.
I love when
were you different. You were using you different like GPS coordinates to locate that
drone, like some sort of drone support.
Was it a drone device?
Nah, you know, you just, you find somebody that's loyal. That's exactly like what you connect with. And then at some point you got to take that risk and just go, okay, we're going to argue. We're going to have our ups and downs. Is this the person I want to look at when I'm having the downs and the ups? You know what I mean? Is this the girl that I want to argue with, that I want to, you know, love every day forever? You know, that's the marriage contract.
Where'd you meet the?
Vegas.
That seems like a very strange place to meet. It is. That's amazing. Great job.
It is. And, you know, we went through a lot of ups and downs. Then we did the TV show. And it was shown all on TV how it all just came together. Like, you know, then the TV show helped me look at myself like, damn, I'm a terrible person.
You talking about Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, and I don't know how many people watch the show after they do it and then find a way to understand what you need to do better. Most people look at it different, but I was like, I'm terrible. I'm the worst person in the world.
Wait, why you say that?
Because of the shit I was doing. I was going crazy for the first like three seasons. It was bad.
Like I can understand that. Like if I watched a fucking movie of the past like 3 months, dude, I'm gonna use the word me here, me doing things, like I would be like, yo, I gotta change this up, bro.
Yeah, it was
like
bad.
This is great television. Don't get me wrong. Like people are gonna love to watch this shit, but for me, this is fucked, bro.
Yeah, it's bad. Like the more you become the villain, the more money you make.
Sucks, right?
And that's the crazy.
Sucks.
Shit.
It's a trap.
So true.
It's a trap.
It is.
Society loves a bad boy.
But now it seems like you're on the other side. You're winning.
Yeah, exactly.
It's back up. Charts are looking good.
The blessings coming because it's real. Yeah. It's not a PR stunt. Mm-hmm. You got to really like live it. So,
hey, I'm sure you've talked about this a million times. On Love and Hip Hop, bro, your hat.
Did you see the Ray J hat? Did you see it?
This is the funniest shit of my life. He's doing it with the headphones.
Oh, shit. We online?
Yo.
We got the TV screen?
Watch the hat.
You being accused.
All of a sudden, it's on the back of his head.
We all want crew.
Now it's fully on normal.
Look at him.
What the fuck? Isn't there one that's like over your eye?
Turning around, the logos on one side.
Yo, Ray J, what's going on, man?
You know what? Listen, you know what I mean?
This is what he does. This is why it happens.
Looks like he's in virtual reality, bro.
The RayJHat.com website has sold out of all Ray J hats like that, so they not available. Oh my God. But shout out to the editor.
Wow, bro.
You know, like nobody ever focused on the editor.
For real.
You get what I mean? It was all about the edit. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, and then you chop it up and then it becomes something.
Yeah, I feel you. So that was the hat. Were you doing that? Or was the hat crawling on its own to different positions on your head?
You know, it's automatic. So you got this remote control in your pocket, and you just push it, and it should start moving. I'm joking, but it was a long scene, and I had to get something out of my friend, some truth, and it just took a while. So I kept switching my hat because we in the scene for maybe 15 minutes. And they had to chop it down to like a minute.
Did you know what you were doing, though? Did you know that it was going to be chopped up like that?
No, you were just fucking with your hat.
So for example, like right now, do you have any idea that you've moved the headphones a couple of times?
Well, now I'm into, now I've been inspired. You know what I mean? So I'm back at it.
Yeah, you got to keep it fresh. You don't want to stay stagnant.
You cannot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny you bring up the editor because I've talked to other people that were on reality TV. And they said, and I don't know if this was the case for Love and Hip Hop, but they said like that they just edit shit however the fuck they want. Like conversations go a certain way and they make it how they want to make it. Like the reactions, all that shit. Is that true? Like, is any of it how the way it went down, or is it all just chopped and screwed like some sort of Houston fucking shit?
Well, you know, for me, like when
chopped
reality
and
when
Houston we, remix.
Yep.
You know chopped and screwed.
Like, oh yeah, for sure.
I would use some sort of Frankenstein comparison.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's all good. We're different people. Go ahead.
Shit, what was the question?
Is it all chopped and screwed?
Really, a lot of people like blame it on the edit, but it's really what went down. A lot of people drink before they shoot, and you say a bunch of shit, and you look back and you want to rearrange how it was done. It's pretty accurate. I mean, mm-hmm. I think people just got to accept that it is what it is, and you got to embrace the edit of what happened and live with it. And if you want to fix it, just fix yourself for the next episode. You get what I mean? Like, you can't complain about what's done already, you know?
We know some reality reality stars. And they made it seem like the producers were their worst nightmare.
Yeah, and it's
painted a certain way.
And it's really not like that. Like, I think that you say a lot of shit and you mad you said it. And now you mad that they, you know, put it in perspective like that. And that's only because you see the comments and you see people like not accepted and you like shocked because you like, damn, I got on the show to further my career. You know what I mean? And all the comments are negative. You're like, what the fuck did I do? It's the producer's fault. You know what I mean? I think it goes there. For me, I just always, when I did bad, I just tried to do better.
Yeah.
Man, you got a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah. You know, I just tried to do better and stay lit at the same time, which is hard to balance.
Yeah, true. True.
So you very did hard to balance.
You did Love and Hip Hop, the reality show. And then when I was growing up, you were making a ton of music. You making any more?
I'm making some for the technology.
I got you.
To give away with the tech.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I want you to be able to buy the headphones and just
They go hand in hand like that.
And get got it.
Some exclusive shit.
Yeah, some exclusive Raycon Global shit. Raycon Global.
Oh, is that the watermark?
Yeah,
that's your DJ Mustard?
Yeah, it's almost there.
Mustard on the beat? Yeah. I got you. Hey, I got
you. Right?
So how did this come to be? How did Raycon Global come to be?
I was selling scooters first. I started selling Scooty bikes and...
Oh, that's right. I heard you made a lot of money on those. I think I read a number like 30 million or so.
Yeah, well, that was the Raycon deal.
Okay.
And the Scooty bike deal was with a Canadian company. Now we're doing all bike sharing. So they took the name, bought the name, trademark. We're a public company right now.
Up in Canada?
Yep, up in Canada. stock symbol is LOOP on the Canadian stock exchange.
So that's like their Lime and...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lime, Bird...
Is it a bike or a scooter?
It's a scooter.
Okay.
It's a scooter. It's a Scooty bike.
A Scooty bike.
So
exactly.
As long as it goes under like 19, it's considered a bike.
Okay.
Got you.
And it goes under the bike rules.
Okay.
So I let that company go only to take a nice, you know, chunk of shares in a new company and kind of give the bike sharing industry something dope too. So two different deals all started under Raytronics, but now it's Raycon and Scooty bike.
Should throw Raycon speakers on the Scooty bikes.
It's already got Bluetooth. It's
easy.
In there.
Easy.
Yep. Bluetooth I gotta get y'all. We gotta bring some bikes up here.
Hey, that'd be amazing.
We
love to go fast and hurt ourselves.
Yep.
Yeah, they go at nice speed. I don't think you would hurt yourself.
We'll make
it
happen.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
No. Don't make a way.
Yeah, don't do it. If Mikey takes one more tumble, it could be over for him.
Yeah, be safe.
I'm racked out.
Yeah, we're getting older. No.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is this stuff legit though? Yeah, because Soulja Boy did a little like text stint. Did you see what he was doing? With like the Game Boys, the game consoles.
Yeah, and I've been talking to Soulja Boy about doing something really dope where he can have a really dope team behind him. Like, you know, I got some people real interested in.
Yo, I heard
trying to expand his brand.
I would hope so. I heard none of the consoles were delivered, or there was some sort of like back order in China where they were being sourced, and none of them. The whole thing didn't make sense to me from the beginning, if I'm being honest. I saw a Soulja Boy console. I said, that doesn't make sense. And it turns out I was right. It didn't make sense. And now no one has a Soulja Boy console.
Yeah.
Hey, take the fight with my brother, by the way. I feel like.
That's a good look.
I feel like he's going to need that bread now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Oh, they was going to fight?
Yeah, I think so, man. I think Soulja was going to fight my brother.
When can
I
get in the ring?
Hey, Milt. I don't know. So Milton actually knows Julian. Milton, my boxing coach. He called me. He goes, you want Ray J on the podcast? I'm like, Milton, you're my boxing coach. Yeah, I want Ray J on the podcast. How do you know Ray J?
Yeah, what's...
And then he explained. But hey, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, set it up.
Maybe you could train Ray J.
I got American Dream Ron Johnson, 3-time world champion in here. We got a boxing gym in Vegas.
Oh, shit.
Big ass Raycon Global guns. In the ring.
Oh, no way?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fire.
Shit, we gotta go train there.
Come on. Let me know.
I mean, yo, if you're that'd be sick to get you on the card.
You got any beef with anybody?
Who
you beefing with?
Let me think about who I got a problem with.
Yeah, let's go.
Who's out there?
I'm calling you. You know who I'm talking about.
The guy that stole my dog.
You know who I'm talking about. I got to figure out who it is.
But he knows.
But yeah, no, I'll go in.
He knows.
We could
create the beef for you too. We're good at that.
Why don't you do that?
We got
a friendly beef.
We got you.
I like that.
A friendly beef.
So you unboxed it now.
Everything is serious. You know what I mean? I mean, the headphones is really dope. The packaging is good. The case is dope. The fit is good. I mean, if you got different clothes, you want to be fashionable. We got different colors.
I like how it's gold and black.
New colors coming out.
That pinky.
I heard they're coming out with black AirPods. Is that a fact? Does anyone know?
I don't know, but we beating the price of the AirPods by 50%.
Hey, there we go.
Respect.
You got a strong product there.
So, you know, charging.
And they charge like that?
Charge like that.
Nice and shiny.
It's a good looking product.
Hey, if you wore... Oh, it's a little snap-on magnetic. Can we pop in here, zoom in? Got a little snap-on magnetic.
Can you do that three more times?
Sort of technology.
Can we just put it up to the mic? Get some ASMR?
Like ASMR, please.
Boom.
Wow.
You feel what I mean?
Hey, can you wear one of those in your ear and call it fashion? Because my brother wore one AirPod to a party in public, by the way.
That's a thing now.
I said, yo, by the way, there's going to be two types of girls that respond to your outfit right now. What's going on? I said, one of them is going to think you're a fucking moron.
Well, that's the majority.
And one of them is going to be like, he's so trendy.
But that's fashion. That's fashion.
Is it though? Because I cut one leg off my jeans last week.
That's fashion.
And I was going to, because I was making jean shorts.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, if I leave just one leg long and leave one short, is that fashion with a U?
You did the new LL Cool J.
Straight up. Because he wore two different color Balenciagas last night to the party. He wore one black one.
What do you think?
That's fashionable.
Fashionable. Yeah.
It's risky. Yeah. And it's risky. And if you can live in the risk, and it looks good.
Yeah. Arguably, you're the most fashionable person here right now because there's a hole in your shirt. And obviously, you plan that. That's fashion.
You get what I'm saying? I would think that was from like a real high-end designer because of the hole in the shirt.
I'll be honest with you. When we got removed from Google Preferred, I haven't been able to afford a new shirt.
Shout out to Google.
Shout out Google. Take us back. Everything's tattered. All our clothes are tattered.
You didn't even have breakfast today.
Me neither.
We can't afford food.
Oh, really?
That's bad, bro.
Oh, shit.
We're working on it. please take us back. You know fashion. You approve of the one AirPod and the different color shoes. Yeah. I want to do a thing called Swag School real quick.
Okay.
It's a game. It's real quick. I just want to show you a photo of a celebrity. I want you to break down their swag and what you would do to improve the swag. Okay. Here we go. It's actually just one photo. So this is the celebrity. What do you think of what's going on here?
Where did you get this, dude?
Did
Carrot Top, did you send this shit over?
Oh, shit.
Fucking asshole, dude. This dude's cut after today.
So for our audio listeners, it's a It's a photo of my co-host, Mike Malak.
Yeah, looking like a nice gear. It's nice. It just needs to.
By the way, let me say this to the listeners.
I don't want you to say anything.
If you zoom out of this a little bit, I'm standing with Dr. McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy. So suck a dick, okay? Yeah. Straight up, literally. Yeah. That's McDreamy. I'm not kidding. It literally is.
That's him.
Nah, I can't be identified with only 1/4 of a face.
Oh, I could give you the full picture.
Nah, I'd rather just have Ray J.
Yeah, so what would you do here?
Yeah, what would you do?
What would you do?
Shirt, one size smaller.
Okay.
With a blue tie.
A blue tie. Same colors.
Like a blue tie, same shirt, rock the blue tie, and that's it.
What do you think of the tube legs?
Yeah.
And the high belt.
Oh, those are jeans. Those
aren't even my legs in there. That's just a pair of jeans. I'm standing behind the jeans. The jeans are walking themselves.
Yeah, that's what I said. It just the shirt is just a little too big. You see all the
why does the hand look like it's going through rigor mortis?
So what I'm doing is I'm imagining pinching the producer's head in 10 years on our new podcast. Like this.
Shout out new producer Dylan for this segment.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly,
the gear looks.
Listen, bro, at some point I was fucking corporate, dude. What do you want me to say?
Yeah,
I wore a jacket. I was standing with McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy. I thought it was a cool picture.
Smiling.
I'm happy.
Super professional.
You want to know something? I haven't smiled since I took this photo.
See there?
So maybe I should start wearing that shit again because I am fucking miserable now.
Listen, the posture. I hate this house. Posture is here.
Look at me now. Slunched over. Give me still drunk.
You're like there. You're in a mood.
Love Sack, take me back, please. Dude. I can't fucking do this shit anymore, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, all right. Thanks for Swag School with Ray J.
Swag School.
Thank you, bro. I'll get the blue tie.
You know, nice way somebody tie for you. Double breast. Is that what it's called? Double breasted?
Yep, you can get in there with that.
Double Windsor?
Windsor.
Make
sure you do the double
suit, actually. The breast is the suit, yeah.
Yeah, double breast with the double Windsor.
There we go.
Yep.
When you were making music, you had One Wish, you had Sexy Can I, you had a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
When you walked into a club, when you walked in public, was there a girl that you couldn't get? Were you the man everywhere you went? Because your music drips confidence and swag and sexiness.
That. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was just happy that the songs actually went to that level because I've always been independent. And so when you got an independent company and you trying to get your records where they need to go independently, it's just a whole nother grind. So for the records to actually move up the charts and actually get some recognition, it was a blessing. So for me, I really never paid attention to what girl I couldn't get. Mm. You know, it was more so how to keep building the brand. And in the process, the life was just, it was great. You know, the day-to-day, you know, moving around each city, all the perks come with that. But I was still trying to get to the next level musically, like as far as just making money off the investment.
Yeah.
Did you have a roster of girls, or did you just have like a situation where you walk into a club and you're just like, yo, she's hot, she's coming with me? Like, what was your, like, back in the day, like, if you want to talk about it?
Back in the day, baby, if you listening, this back in the day.
It's back in the day.
You know, for me, it was, it's just all about the eye contact, man.
Yeah.
You know what That's I mean? Strong. You kind of see what it was and then move on that. And then nowadays it's a little more like dangerous to be aggressive or to have fun and move around like that. Cause you know, I mean, it's just a bad time. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
For that.
Facts.
And so if it was like it was now, I would be way more careful and like scared and like low key, you know, all kind of things, can just pop off now. True or false?
It's very Factual. True. You know, very true.
You get what I mean?
I actually think it's helping my game, the climate that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I'm so hands off and laid back. It's almost like I'm playing hard to get all the time.
Uninterested.
They love it. Yeah, they love it. Like I'm so uninterested. I'm not actually uninterested. I'm just scared. So I'm like, I'll take it easy and I'll just be like a funny, fun guy.
So now you're trying to get to their mind. you just happens. You want to take control of the mind.
I don't mind it. That's
I don't mind it
because you got the mind, master, you got the body, then you got the soul. You know, so I see you.
You got any,
that's a cold game.
You got any sweat?
it's not like that.
That's a cold.
No, right, ladies, here. I love you. I love all of you.
Listen, I'm uncomfortable. I'm scared. I just, you know.
No, you sound like me.
He keeps his hands behind his back, bro. He keeps his hands behind his back, dude.
Yeah, I don't normally do this. Like, I just met you. You're so pretty, by the way.
Is that okay if I say that?
And I mean that.
It's okay if I say that.
That's a good plan. I don't know.
Do you think it has anything to do with global warming? Like, the temperatures are rising up, so chicks are just like
100%
more naked more often.
Has anybody done any scientific research on that?
I don't know, man. I'm retired. You know, retired.
Yeah. Just thought.
Retired.
Yo, you got any swag school words of advice for homies out there who ain't getting any love in the club?
Just be yourself. Be yourself and get what you want. I can't say take what you want because that's a little bit too far-fetched.
Yeah. What if yourself sucks? Like, what if you just suck?
Then run with that.
All right, tight.
Like, just being like, I'm sorry. I'm just, I don't come here often and I don't, you know, like, just suck.
Live in that.
Yeah.
Live in that moment. You got the nerds are popping right now.
Huge.
Women love nerds. So if you're a nerd, be a nerd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're cool, be cool.
If you're funny.
If you're funny, damn, you're already in
there. He runs with that one.
That's me. That's
listen,
me,
if you're funny, you're already
I'm just trying to make girls laugh. Yeah. That's it.
That's all you need to do.
That's it, literally. And laugh and buy mozzarella sticks at the end of the night. 1-2 punch.
That's always a good play.
Who are you texting? Anyone good? I'm just curious.
Making sure it said wife on there, so.
No, it's all good.
Yeah.
You get your dog back?
No.
Listen,
I got bloodhounds and everything going out tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, shit. Straight like from the movies.
Maybe try basset hounds. I feel like the ones with the ears that can smell.
I think who we hire.
Oh.
With the big ears, yeah. Right?
The ones when they walk, the soundtrack is like.
Yeah.
Nice job with that.
Yeah, thanks, bro. That was pretty good. Yeah. Hey, we got a segment. We got a segment coming up right now. It's called Facts with Spencer.
Oh, wow.
I want to do it right now.
Yep.
We're doing segments.
So according to The Verge, Instagram has considered hiding the like counts on photos so audiences can't see how many likes your photos are getting. What do you guys think about that?
What are they doing?
Instagram's considering hiding the like count. So you can't see how many likes
it just says any of these liked influencers by getting. It says liked by this person and others. That's what it will say. So it'll say liked by Ray J and others.
So if you're getting likes, if you're getting 100,000 likes, nobody's going to see that.
Except you. You'll be able to see it
in
the
your
back
insights
end.
Or whatever. Yeah. It's funny because
you have an opinion on that. I got one. Strong.
Well, I mean, you guys run that kind of world. So that probably would be a problem, right?
I don't think so. I was going to say, I think it's fucking great. I think it's great. Someone told me that Gen Z, the kids that are using Instagram, are now basing their self-worth on how many likes their Instagram posts are getting.
Yeah.
They're growing up being taught how much to love themselves based on what other people think of them. It is so dangerous.
Yeah.
And even me, it's like, yo, a post gets less likes. I'm like, did I do something wrong? Am I okay with myself? And yeah. I think it'll be so much healthier if people are more focused on what you're posting rather than how many likes and comments it's getting. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. 1,000%.
It's funny.
1,000%.
It's funny you say that too, because the guy who started it was Kanye, bro. He said back in 2018, Twitter and Instagram like counts are bad for our self-worth.
Wow.
Yeezy said it.
In what? In 2013?
2018.
Oh, okay.
He said it before Instagram even existed in 2013, bro. He's that ahead.
And you know what's crazy is that I get a little bit of likes here and there, right? But when I post my daughter, my likes go 95%. Bro? Crazy, right? So I'm scratching my head like this one got like 8,000 or 12,000. This one got 500,000, a million.
Jesus.
Like stuff. The climb is just really high. So I'm trying to understand it. So to cut the likes off might be good.
There's a proven success formula right now for social media, YouTube and Instagram. If you get a family.
Oh, you win.
You're all set.
It's over.
It's over. It's a wrap.
Family
channels.
You
got a cute girl and a cute baby. You now have a Lamborghini. Like, if you could just be good looking yourself, which you've got
so far so good.
Get a good looking girl, which I believe you found.
Check mark.
And a good looking little baby that can say I love you at like a month old. Bro, you could literally, you could buy this house, destroy it, and build a better house.
And, that's fine with me.
We'll sell it to you. Well, he'll sell it to you. I have no stake.
I need somebody to really build my channel. I need somebody to build. You know what I'm saying?
Are you looking for consulting? Because I have an organization.
Here's the thing. I need to be up under a big powerhouse. You get what I'm saying?
You want to sign a Team Maverick.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I want to be under a big powerhouse, and then I'll flood the content. I've been saving it because, you know, I don't know how to do it as well as, like, you know, well.
Austin McBroom. Is that what you're trying to say here, Ace Family? Is that where you're going with it? It looked like you're about to say that.
So I need a team.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I'll run the play.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's tough. It's tough. But you have everything in
everything in
play. It was going to be plays, pieces,
everything in play. Everything in play, but without the right combination of machines, it won't work.
So you need it sounds like you need a coach.
I need a coach.
Coach, like with the little board. And he's like, all right, Ray J, stick the baby here.
Exactly.
You go here and then do a crossover, meet the wife in the paint. 2 points.
Okay. Give it to us and we'll take it to the next level.
Boom. Like this, facts. That's facts.
Facts with Spencer.
Hey, I got another fact. This is an important one. You brought up Kanye.
Love him.
Okay, did something good over there. This is another guy he supported that, he's in some heat. The rapper YNW Melly is facing the death penalty in Florida. For murdering his two friends and then staging it as a drive-by shooting.
Yeah, man.
That's facts.
Yeah, I heard he took them to the hospital and took them out and pretended like they were.
Yeah, this guy's got hundreds of millions of views right now on Spotify. So, like, kids are listening to this kind of music.
Well,
these rappers are getting supported by the industry leaders. And then we find out stuff like this. Like, what do you think? As somebody who's in the music business, you've been in it for a long time. Obviously, it's changed.
Yeah, it's changed, you know. And instead of, like, trying to adapt to the times, I just kind of shifted into technology and into, you know, bike sharing and stuff like that. Just because there was so much more out there than just the music game. I love the music game. But there's so many more things that your mind can do. And so many more heights you can reach and then incorporate what you like if it's music. But I think a lot of people are smart. A lot of people are intelligent. They just need to tap into this super you and find other ways and then bring the music back to that. I think music is just so in the forefront of what people are following right now. And, you know, hopefully we can be a voice to go, look, I love music. I love rap, you know, but that's my favorite genre of music. I listen to this shit every day, but...
Do you listen to YNW Melly?
Nah, never. I
like, doesn't seem like it would be your vibe.
Here's the thing. I'm old, right? So I might have heard it, and my friends got to tell me what I'm listening to at this point.
What is
saturated.
So much. Yeah, there's so much.
What are your thoughts on hip hop? Like, because like I'm sure you listen. Like, I grew up listening to Jay, like Reasonable Doubt, Volume 1, all that shit.
That's all me.
And like, by the way, I still listen to all of it.
And I do too, right? So I'm stuck in this decade.
And I ain't leaving. Because listen, bro, when Pump comes on and people start like singing his shit, like I'm the dumbest man on the planet, but people want to be like me, take drugs, kill yourself, like whatever the fuck. I'm like, all right, that's cool for you. Like, great job. But like, I'm still rocking Reasonable Doubt, bro.
Yo, me too. So when I hear the new stuff, I'm in too. Cause I'm like, yo, this is some new shit, but I just feel old because I might go back to the old songs and my young friends is in there like agitated because I'm playing the old shit. So I'm like, damn, I must be real old.
When they give me the aux cord in the car.
When I played Today It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube, I want to know if my young friends think that I think this is like the current hit right now. I would hope, you know what I mean? They would know that I'm taking it back a little
bit. Like, you didn't even have to use your AK. That's a solid day.
Today was a great day.
Like, his name on the Goodyear blimp, all that shit, that's good.
Mama cooked the breakfast with no hog,
bro. That's all good news.
Yeah, vegan breakfast. Yeah, I'm about it.
Exactly. Dr. Sebi was his mother.
Yeah.
I know. It's incredible. But listen,
I was just gonna say, what up? You know, as a host of this show, I got to make sure we stay on track.
No, it's great. I love what's happening.
We're going way left.
No, tangents are beautiful.
Let's bring it back.
See, we agitated them with the Jay-Z talk.
No, agitated. Also, just like, can't relate, bro, and I feel stupid. I'm being honest.
You know, you have an earbud in, like, just giving you notes?
No, I wish. No.
Jay-Z was a rapper from the 1990s.
We should definitely do that. I was going to say, yo, the death penalty is still legal in 30 states.
It's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Crazy.
Yo, if... Man, it's one thing to go to prison for life as an artist, but to face the death penalty, that's
Jesus. Why do you say as an artist?
Because he makes music.
I think
I'm saying someone in public, like someone who has the image. Has it happened before
to an artist like that on this level?
Or any kind of actor?
I don't know, man. I think just to play God like that's tough.
In what way?
I mean, just like, hey, man, it's you got to die now.
I mean, listen,
isn't he like 19?
He's young, bro. He's young.
Not to go too.
We talking about the same cat?
Yeah.
He's 19. That's crazy.
Can I end it on some more positive news?
Though? Yeah, let me do it first.
Do it.
Don't kill people, especially your friends.
That's Jesus. Facts. That is facts.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so Manuel Franco, a 24-year-old from Madison, Wisconsin, just won $768 million in the Powerball lottery.
Jesus. Who?
Manuel. What do we got? Franco.
Oh, yeah.
764.
He says he's ready to say no to people, so he's not going to be giving his money away like crazy. We'll see.
We are cordially inviting you.
Yeah.
On Impulsive.
Come give us your money. Come talk to us about the death penalty.
Invest.
I don't know.
What would you guys do with that money if you had it? Just like, boom.
I know what he would do.
Buy a ride sharing company.
Invest. Buy a lot of companies.
Mm.
And continue.
That's facts.
Me?
Give back.
Yacht life.
A big boat.
I bet one yacht. And
one ship.
One ship, invest.
Don't look at him like this.
One ship, invest in the gas.
Why?
He's good with his money, bro.
Me?
Smart.
Me?
You got the big yacht?
I want one. That's all I want.
Yeah, boats guzzle, bro.
How big?
Big. Like, I want to land a helicopter on it.
You want to have a chopper? You want to have a helicopter on it?
And park a speedboat on the yacht.
Yeah. You're winning if your boat can fit in your boat.
Yeah.
What do they say about boats?
Just chop her into the sea.
What do they say about boats? There's only 2 days you enjoy it: the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
Mm. Oh, they do say that.
And they also say the acronym BOAT stands for break out another thousand, because you're just constantly spending money on gas, on shit that breaks. Boats are like the worst purchase ever. Ever.
Yeah, I don't want a boat. All right, fuck. I don't want it. I made a mistake.
Instead, invest some money in freaking Raycon.
Yo, we in our first A round race.
Let's go.
Soon.
Oh shit.
Soon.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
See what I did right there?
Man, my heart dropped.
Fellow Jay-Z fan.
Man. Thank you, man.
See, that's an alley-oop that he took. You gotta learn. You gotta learn, LP.
Yeah.
You gotta learn how to take an alley-oop.
I was just reckless last night, dude.
What'd you do?
We talked about it when you were walking in. I feel embarrassed. There was this girl and she said, "We have the same jacket, or I have the same jacket as you. People are going to think we're dating." And I said, "I would never date you. I'd rather die."
Ray J, like, what?
I don't know what happened.
Tell me where it went wrong.
Everything collapsed.
Where'd he go wrong there?
Jesus.
And that's not true, dude. Like, I don't even want to die. I love living. I love life.
How bad was it?
It was horrible. And I doubled down. She goes, "What'd you say?" I was like,
"Yeah."
So you would go even die in the afterlife.
Like, damn. If they give you another chance, you just died again.
You just stay put.
Whoa.
Damn. Whoa.
And by the way, this isn't just some normal everyday Insta thought, bro. This is like, this chick is like.
The thing?
Like an 11. Ting, an 11.
Like a 25.
Dude. It's an 11. A unicorn.
Hey, what are you going to do, bro? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Not do that ever again.
Good job.
Learn. You ever think about tripling down? Like, you see her again. You're just like, "Hey, just want to remind you. Still thinking about dying."
No.
Like, you make me just deadly ill. I hate life. Like,
you make
just
me,
keep going
you
with
make
it.
Make me deadly ill.
I don't know.
Wow. That's intense.
Hey.
What do we got?
What's going on?
We talked about Kanye a couple times.
Sunday service. Yeezy.
Oh, yeah. You guys have been going back and forth for a minute. There's some lines that you made some songs about each other. How are y'all?
Good, man. Yeah. I mean, good. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think we both got family, so we straight.
It's all
love. You know what I mean?
I like that wave you're on, dude. 2019 for me too is about relationships and love.
That's it, man. You know what I mean? You gotta understand that certain things was like a boxing match. It was the thing that led up to the thing. And then, you know, after that, it should be peacefully, you know, in the can.
I feel that. When all that stuff was going down, was it crazy? Was it wild?
You know what? I was just so stuck in my character to where I was just, you know, I was living it, you know, I was having fun. And at some point I felt like I was starting to go, I was starting to dig like this hole, you know what I mean?
In what way? Because to be quite honest, bro, you have the most famous dick on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, I envy you.
Great. Like, literally, great
job.
I'm not
kidding. That's amazing.
Like, both being born with it and also just putting it to such good use, dude. Like, you really, you fucked your way into a good spot, man. On the internet. Great job.
So, sorry,
we've been packing this for shit. we got a couple days here. My bad.
So, I was saying, what the fuck was I saying?
You said you were digging yourself a hole, and I would beg to differ.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe from the outside it was different, but how I felt, you know, morally, I was digging myself a hole, and I felt like in a minute I was going to have to bury myself in it, you know? And so I just started to just look at it a different way and watch myself and watch what I did and rewind the tape. Not that one.
I was like, which one are you talking about, dude?
Not that one, but I had to just rewind my life and look at it. That's why it was a blessing to be able to shoot a show and see all the crazy shit that you've been doing, because you start to understand that that's overall not a good way to represent who, if that's not really who you are at that point in your life, then it feels weird. And so I just started to like understand how to.
It's almost like you became your own teacher. It sounds like you're saying, like, you were able to coach yourself because you were watching what you were doing wrong on
exactly.
the show.
Exactly. Like, what if, you know, and then I started to think, what if I was a parent and how would I feel if that happened to, you know, my daughter or, you know, one of my kids? I would be furious about it. And I started to look at myself in different people's shoes and see what that would feel like. And it just wasn't cool.
Do you feel like you made Kim K?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
No. I feel like at the end of the day, you know, in order for me to sleep in the bed at night with my wife, I got to, you know, plead the fifth.
I feel that. Oh, facts. I like that.
Yes. Yeah. I know it was going here, then it went there. But yeah, nah, I'm good on that. You know, I think God works in mysterious ways. And now that I'm in my space, I just try to stay in this lane.
I love that mindset.
You get what I'm saying?
I do affirmations and manifestation stuff, and I hang it on my mirror upstairs. Number two, I put rules, 2019 rules, and number two is stay in your lane.
Just stay in
it's
your
a big
lane.
One.
And I'm happy to be in this technology lane, because I try to explain it to some of my friends and people I look up to, but they don't get it yet. So I'm like, all right, I'm over here all alone, just making things happen.
Someone's got
to
do it.
Did you pay attention to the Pusha Drake beef?
I did.
Were you team Drake?
You know what? I was, they both my people. So I was just kind of like in the middle. Like, I think they both kind of just, I think it just evened itself out.
But it almost, you know, it almost went.
It almost went.
To the end. To the end.
I know it went somewhere, but.
And what's his name? Shut It Down. Jay Prince.
Yeah. Right? Shout out to
Prince. Shut It Down.
Jay Prince.
Wait, what was the situation?
So Push is a fucking animal. Yeah. He's an animal.
Savage.
Savage. Yeah. Like high level.
Drake's a savage too.
Yeah. But it was the first time I was ever worried, like, yo, Drake, I don't think he's coming back from this because he's waiting. Like, it's just bad.
Yeah.
So Pusha dropped some shit that was like, yo.
With Adonis.
Yes. Not only that, but like MS on the producer, like horrible shit.
Yeah,
crazy. Like, went way overboard. And supposedly Drake had a literal kill shot on Yeezy.
Do you know anything about everything?
Yeah.
Is there validity in that?
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like Drake was lining up with the death shot.
I don't know. I think he was about to come up with another diss record that was going
to
be crazy.
Supposedly it was supposed to drop and have some facts about Yeezy swinging both ways.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. No one knows for sure. But whatever. Drake had some shit. Jay Prince said, yo, this isn't going to happen. Shut it down, bro. Take the high road. And Drake said, you know what? I'm going to let this slide.
Mob ties. Mm.
That shit was crazy.
Yo, so you have an artist that you brought.
And
not,
oh, yeah.
Not, yeah, is that correct? Or is that not true?
Is he here?
Yeah.
Was it J-Roy?
That's what I thought.
You ready to come on?
Is he here? Let's do it.
And this is Ron Johnson right here.
All right, tight. Hey, what up,
three-time world champion.
Yo, why don't you guys come in here?
Yeah, so Ron Johnson has been working with...
Get in here, boys.
Yep, come on.
What's... All right, so this is...
RayconGlobal.com. Why, it was dead.
Nah, go for pepper. Hey, so this is Julian, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up,
man?
You
mentioned me a few times.
Yeah. So, hey, this...
I play a few roles in this
okay,
whole
I like that.
Yeah.
How are we going to do this? We didn't set up for the extra mic. No, that's no problem.
No, it's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
All right, tell you, I'm hungover.
Just got the squad.
I don't even know where I am right now.
Yeah, just kind of talk as close to this as you can. All right, so what... Explain to me what happened here. How y'all know each other. How you met Milton to get Ray J on the podcast. This is the craziest thing of my life. Actually, no, it's not, but it's crazy.
It was just like,
I've done some crazy. No, I skydive naked, dude.
I love you. I love
you. come to the mic a little bit.
There yeah. All right. So it was just like incredible networking. A huge net was cast and eventually you catch a bunch of people. Right.
You got him, bro.
Yeah, I
secured
got him.
The bag,
yeah,
bro.
I secured the bag. Literally. Look at he's here. Yeah. He's here. Yeah. Yeah. Putting together great content.
Thank you for this.
No, man.
This is big.
No, you're helping just as much. Trust me.
This is a moment.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone here, first of all. Thank you.
This is beautiful, man.
This feels great.
Thank you.
This feels great.
Thank you.
Can we do like a Thanksgiving? I do this with the elbow and block it.
Yeah.
I know it's fun. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
This has really come like full circle because I have to admit to this. I watched the Jake Paul podcast when he was on the air and you said you hated the fanboys that come and meet you and all that. I'm a fanboy. Not gonna lie.
No, it's all good.
No,
it's all good.
I'm 19. So
what did I say?
Like you didn't like when people are supposed to be your equals, everybody's on here is like talented, has something new to offer. You don't like personally like walking up to people and taking pictures with them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean? As a peer.
Oh, I feel.
Of course you love your fans. You go up and talk to.
It was with pictures.
Exactly.
But often, every time, pretty much, I'll always, yo, I love your work. I respect what you do. Yeah. Like, I'll do that to the cows come home.
Definitely.
But, yeah, just with the pictures. No, but bro, it's all good.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're 19?
19. So you caught me in the prime time age.
Young Logan.
Exactly.
You're like 16, 17?
Exactly.
That's the demo.
Yep.
How you doing?
He captured
anymore,
me.
Though.
He
on
captured
show,
me.
On the show, it's a little older. We talk about dicks.
We do talk a lot about dicks.
And well, look, it was a perfect transition because now that I'm
dicks.
Older,
dicks.
I can still follow.
Penises?
Oh.
Cocks, whatever you want to call it. Slang dangs, so, long hangers.
Are you in college?
Yes. I go to
can you shut the front door, bro?
I go to USC, political science major. I'm going to do pre-law. Entertainment law is what I'm going to focus on. So it's kind of lining up perfectly the way everything worked. Maverick. Paved my own path.
Hey, let's go. For real. Yeah. You're doing a lot, man.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
Right now you're on the number one podcast in the world.
But by the way, you're also not a fan. You are our peer because you produced a talent for the show. So we're not looking at you as a fan.
Thank
like
you.
You are a peer.
Thank
All right.
You.
Thank you.
Straight
I really
up,
appreciate
dog.
That. Thank yeah. Thanks everyone. Thank really.
Of course. And he's a boxer.
Yeah. This is Ron Johnson. He's
champion,
partner.
Ron Johnson. We going to the Philippines.
I met them both.
Yo, the way he's looking at you.
Guys, we got to get some work in. No, we don't. No, we do not.
Oh,
this was the guy you were telling me about. Mill, you know everyone.
The network.
I mean, if you're down, man, but
I like your move. You got some move. I was telling Milton, I seen how you move. It's like you've been boxing over 10 years.
Oh
you look
shit!
Good. You look good.
Hey, I'm exponentially better too, man. So I got a quick little.
I told him outside. I said, "Hey, it's a whole different story."
I'm hitting hard, bro.
y'all
there
know.
We go. Hey, you're gonna get in the undercard, man. We gotta find you someone to beef with.
I want to get the. I work my way up to the main.
I like that. Easy.
To the main event.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll
y'all know Hino.
course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for real? You fuck with, you met Hino before? You got to train with Hino, bro.
He was in amateurs together. That's my boy Hino.
Got you.
He trains Drake, Kevin Hart, everybody. He's, oh, shit. I'm getting, shit.
Hey, we're supposed to
Hino's good. Yo, Hino's
Milton's kicking our cameras.
Like, you got Hino, and then you got Milton Supreme, bro. Like, it's levels to the shit, bro.
Hey, did Milton unplug the camera?
Yeah, but who cares?
This is a fucking disaster, bro.
That's why you train with Milton, because you just never know what you're going to... Like, you think he's coming with a right hand? He's coming with, like, a taco or some shit. You weren't expecting him, bro.
He definitely knows what he's doing for sure.
Hey, that's true. Hey, you make beats, yeah?
Yes, sir.
And what's your producer name?
J-Roy. The producer tag is, damn, you got a beat from J-Roy? Changes. Depending on the seriousness of the beat, you know.
Is there a hot girl saying it?
No, it's just...
Says,
if you consider me that.
Yeah, I consider you a hot girl.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 2019. You can be whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. Did you just assume the gender? Come on, man.
What's going on? No, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, since it's an awkward silence, I'd like to plug _JROY _1. If you don't mind.
Do it.
That's strong.
You got to take the clout tokens.
That's strong.
Do it.
Yeah. Hey, y'all want to go to audio? Audio only? Real quick?
You don't have to ask me. I'm just a...
Listen, we do a quick little audio only Q&A. I want to get a little juicy. It's there's no visual, but it's on Spotify and iTunes if you catch it there. Yo, this was fucking awesome, of course. Yeah. J-Roy, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Very nice to meet you, brother.
All right, thank you, bro.
And Ray J.
You're going to beat his ass at some point, I can tell.
Oh, we got to do it. We got to.
But, yeah. That's the man who's going to knock me out.
No, you.
I've never been knocked out.
You caused a lot of headache in my house.
Uh-oh.
I got two sons.
Oh, it's like that. Did one of them like Jake and one of them like me?
And one of them loved your brother.
That's so how it works.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
They fight with each other at school, got
shit.
Suspended.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm too damn high. I'm like, who the hell is this?
Yo, that's crazy.
I'm like, so I had to take him to the boxing gym. It was like, then next year it was crazy. So
hey, that's wild.
It was cool because Hino, when you were fighting KSI overseas, Hino FaceTimed me.
Oh,
and,
tight.
And my kids thought I was the coolest dad ever.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
you
awesome.
Wasn't around, but they saw the video of him being with you. So I was like, look, I told you I know them. I told you I know them.
Imagine what they're going to think now after this shit.
Oh, man. I'm about to get Daddy of the Year Award.
You made it.
Daddy of the Year Award.
As Ray J puts his lotion on, brother, I want to thank you. This was awesome, bro.
Thank
Seriously.
You, I appreciate it.
Where can they find you on social media?
At Ray J.
Simple.
At RAYJ.
Where can they buy tech?
RayconGlobal.com.
RayconGlobal.
RayconGlobal.com. We climbing up. Appreciate all the support up till now. And we trying to go Q3, Q4, something amazing.
Let's go. Listen to audio only Q&A on Spotify and iTunes right now. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. We freaking love you guys. Thank you for watching Impulsive. And we will see you next time. Take it easy, fam. Peace. We're here. It's audio only. No one move. Everyone freeze.
Stay moisturized.
Yeah, I had to. I was a little bit
What's Dylan? What's the producer doing with his eyebrows?
That's amazing.
Producer Dylan.
He's flexing.
It's amazing.
Flexing the brow.
Now we got a tagline. I'm gonna try it out, but
we'll see. Bro.
I don't know. I just gotta be
kick down
be
the door, natural. Dog.
Maybe I'll try
you
it.
Got, you, right, got, yeah. You got the office down in off of Wilshire, huh?
Yeah.
What?
The Maverick office.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
we purchased office space. We're expanding. No, it's not, man. I'm gonna be honest. This is our office.
No,
this
but
is,
we have the
team.
Teams down there in Wilshire.
Yeah,
Hills,
we don't really visit. We're not really too corporate here.
That's good.
I mean, this is us.
We like to keep it. We like to keep it fun. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, what'd you do last night?
We shot a bunch of commercials and videos and shit till like 6 a.m.
Are you always working?
Always.
You ever sleep?
Not really.
Do you feel like you need it sometimes?
One full day.
Really?
A good full day and get me 3 days up straight.
Is that
no nap?
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Like you just power?
Three and one.
Damn. I usually make that Sunday.
I try.
Sunday's a good day.
I try.
Saturday or Sunday is a good day.
You ever party?
I mean, we be having party settings. But it's never like I go out here and there. Lately, I've been going out because I'm like, let me stop thinking so much.
I feel that.
Just let me go out and just have fun.
Yeah.
I'm at that point.
Are you in the wine phase?
I'm in the wine phase. I went to Lenny S party and had wine.
I feel that.
I had some wine.
Wine's good.
What's on that pinky ring? I wanted to say something about it on the show so people could see it, but he's rocking a... Big ass.
That's huge.
Kiss the ring of the
Don.
How much
did that ring cost?
How much we spent on this ring?
Anybody know?
Oh, it's a wee.
D,
No, it's not a weed. They just keep track.
Yeah, they just keep track. I don't know, like maybe like two something.
Two?
Light work. That thing's light fire. Work. Light work. That thing's fire though.
Light. Not light.
That's not light. But light. That's heavy.
Insurance too.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Well, you got insurance walking with you too, it looks like.
We hanging out. Everybody here is talented.
I feel that. Where? Yeah. What part of town are you based?
Beverly Hills.
Great. What's your address? Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't want another dog.
Listen, we want I do want to do something with y'all if y'all expanding the channels with other, you know, artists.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, I don't have nothing going on.
Hey, we are. Like I said, I think with I think you have everything you need. You just need a little guidance.
I need a little.
And
guidance.
This is my like. It's the only thing I'm actually really fucking good at.
You're starting to do some work over with FaZe too.
What's good with that?
Yeah, so I'm about to get involved. You know, I guess, you know, esports is like saying the internet, right? It's going shit. Get me? So I gotta be up on things first. So I'm definitely investing right away.
Oh, you're doing business shit with FaZe.
Yeah.
Who do you meet? Do you meet all the boys? I met and all them?
Yeah, I met the CEO. Clint Sparks brought me in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
You met Todd Temper, all the guys that started the shit. Like,
I think I met one of the head guys, and then that was it. Yeah. And then I met a few other guys in there, but.
So you're investing?
Yeah.
What do they need capital for?
All kinds of stuff. I mean,
I think it's easier to raise it and as opposed to like getting with a VC.
No, I think he's asking what are they using it for?
Yeah.
Like it's like they're buying like spate, like leagues. They're doing a pop-up shot. They have so much shit going on.
Yeah, they got
endless,
a lot of shit.
Endless
yeah,
shit.
They got a lot of shit.
Because gaming's so big right now. It's like billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah. No, I want to get in first. I want to just be a part of it.
You just want to hit it first.
I do.
Facts.
I would like to.
Facts. That's a lifestyle. That's a lifestyle.
Facts.
That's a lifestyle. Oh, yeah.
I would know.
Oh, no. And what does the general public not know about being in the public eye that you think they should?
The pressure's on. Mm. You think it's fun, but it's definitely a challenge, you know, to try to walk on the edge, but also have some kind of moral values to help inspire. Yeah. Balance them both out. You know what I mean? Not too much of either one.
It's tough in this city.
Yeah, man.
It's really tainted here in LA.
It's a fucked up place.
It is. It is. It's a great fucked up place. You know?
Yeah, I was going to say it can be beautiful.
I'll say it. We're on the audio only. Can't see my face. I'll say it.
Can't identify him.
I was hooking up with a girl in a city that was not LA.
Okay.
And...
Don't get too specific, no.
No, I won't. And she goes, wow, you're kind of like a porn star. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, I've just never like done something like this before. And me, it's like normal every day. Like
it's
every girl in
it's
LA.
It's like putting the car into the driveway.
It's like walking. And she's like, wow, this is good. And that's when I realized like, I'm fucked. I'm so jaded. This city has changed me. I'm not a good Ohio boy anymore.
And it's hard to come back from eating ass, bro. I'm sorry. I am so fucked.
It's
just a tough place to come back.
That's not what I said.
Like, how do you go back to Ohio to missionaries?
We were flying in the sky. You just launched a rocket, bro.
I'm fucking sorry.
You just went up there.
No, that's not what I said. Yo, I'm going to be honest. It wasn't anything crazy. It was just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of made me hate myself. Mm. It's fine though. Mm. I'm sure.
It's not the first time.
How'd you cope with that? All that, you know, hate towards yourself.
he doubled down.
He doubled
did
down.
Did even more porn star shit, bro. Just fired it up, bro.
I cried tears of sadness in my Kong pillow.
Sometimes you just got to double down.
Sometimes you do got to just double down.
Hey, you just got to double down.
Just go all in.
All in, baby.
Have you ever apologized for anything?
Yeah. I've apologized for a lot of things.
In the public?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on not apologizing and truly doubling down?
I think not apologizing leaves you in a very uncomfortable emotion with yourself that you're trying to let out, but you don't understand why. That's because you haven't faced the fact that if you were wrong, you didn't acknowledge it and tell the person, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Mm. If you don't forgive me now, hopefully sometime later you will. But for me, I'm sorry, because I was wrong.
Yeah.
That feels good.
But I feel like
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like you apologized to like specific people that you wronged. Like nowadays, there's a whole situation where you may have to apologize to a group of people who feel wronged by something you might have meant, by something you could have said when you didn't actually say it, but you might have said it.
And so that's where you're...
Do you apologize to that, those kind of situations?
That's where it gets tricky because now something has to do with it being a part of your career, right? So it's either this or that. And you're like, well, I didn't do nothing. But we need you to say this because if not, then the whole board... We'll probably have to let you go everything else.
Sometimes actually most times, the board still lets you go. Even if you apologize, it's almost like, that's why I'm asking, it's almost like giving people permission to stomp on you. Exactly. Now you're like, okay, I'm cool with this.
So now you got to make that decision and say, okay, is who I am more important than what they want to make me become?
My thing was, I apologize if I actually am sorry.
Exactly.
If I'm not, dude, like,
and,
I'm, like,
and that's the only way you should roll.
Yeah.
Like, if you really sorry and did something, then you should apologize. If not, then keep it 100.
Yeah. Mm.
Big facts. Yo, let's end there. I'm exhausted. If I'm being honest, I need to sleep for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Ray J, dude, seriously, this was awesome.
Thanks
really
for
appreciate
waking
you,
up.
Man.
Thanks for staying up.
Of course. Thanks for coming, man.
Thank you, brother.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Subscribe. Yes. Rate us 5 stars. Ray J, everybody.
Peace.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.